There are at least three or four vantage points on tonight's topic, which are worth reviewing. The first one, the Rambam writes, quoting Ma'amari Chazal, at the end of Hilchos Yisrei Via, "Ein lecha davar b'chol haTorah kula, shehu kasha l'rov ha'am lifrosh, ela min ha'arayos v'habiyos ha'asuros." The most difficult mitzvah for the majority of people to comply with is that of arayos and bios asuros. Amru chachamim b'shosh and etzavu yisrael al arayos bochu v'kiblu mitzvah zo b'tarumes u'b'chia sh'nama bochel imishbachosa v'al iske mishbachos. V'amru chachamim, Chazal also say, gezel v'arayos nafsho shel adam mis'ave lehen u'mecham dosan. A person covets, a person desires arayos. V'ein ata motzei kohol b'chol zman u'zman she'ein b'hen prutin b'arayos u'vios asuros. In every age, Rachmana Litzlan, this breach, this avera exists in our midst. The Rambam concludes, "Lefichach roi lo le'odom lochuf yitzro v'dov v'zeh ולהרגל עצמו בקדושה יסירה ובמחשבה טהורה ובדעה נכונה כדי להינצל מהן." I think often when we hear people who have the clinical experience recounting the horror stories of people, of families who have been ruined, and the source of the ruination has been what they've been exposed to, what they've seen on the internet. So on some level, maybe we articulate it, or maybe we don't articulate it. We think, but that doesn't really relate to me. How did it happen? I don't know. It must be that hochiach sofa tchiloso. There must have been some predisposition, some inclination. Something probably wasn't totally glatt there initially, and because of that, as much as we hear again from the yodei dova who are privy to these things, across whose desks these horror stories come. As much as we hear them recount them, it doesn't make such an impression upon us. Chazal caution us that when the Torah, when Chazal tell us something about human nature, about our susceptibilities, about our moral weaknesses and vulnerabilities, it's not only foolhardy, but it's perilous to disregard what the Torah, what Chazal tell us, again, about that to which we're susceptible. And Chazal illustrates, Shlomo HaMelech HaChochem Mikol Adam, Ani Arve V'lo Asur. I don't need to engage in the precautions. This doesn't relate to me. If Shlomo HaMelech was wrong, the chances are not too good that we'd be correct in adopting the same position, the same posture. There isn't room for any doubt that the Rambam's Lefichach ro'i lo le'odom lochuf yitzro b'dovo zeh ולהרגל עצמו בקדושה יסירה ובמחשבה טהורה בדעה נכונה כדי להינצל מהן certainly doesn't allow for just unfiltered constant exposure to the internet that we all have today. Moreover, I think another mistake that we often make in reflecting about this is not thinking of gradations of avera, not looking at the whole spectrum. For something like the internet to be mekalkal, it doesn't have to be, Rachmana Litzlan, a worst-case scenario that it results in actual Gilei Arayos, Rachmana Litzlan, that the Tumas Einayim, which can result, that what it does to a person's machshavis, that's enough of a churban. Even if Rachmana Litzlan, it doesn't result in worst case scenario, it doesn't mean that there isn't very real and Rachmana Litzlan potentially lasting damage that's done to a person's neshama. The tendency that we sometimes have to be smarter than Chazal, it's not only in this context. Chazal tell it to us in lots of contexts, and again, and a person has to be very, very careful not to be smarter than Chazal. A second perspective. Even if one's use of the internet is filtered, so again, what we're talking about is obviously Dvarim Yiduim, but the amount of bittel zman which it occasions is inestimable. To make use of it without safeguards built in to avoid the bittel zman, the halacha is that when mechal Shabbos for chayei shah, if having massive chil Shabbos will prolong a life for 5 minutes, so we will do it. Because every minute of life is so valuable. Clearly, it's just so inviting to be drawn in and to just spend, I don't know, hour after hour after hour just totally wasting and squandering time. So there too, there has to be some precaution built in, whether the precaution built in is that there's an alarm that's going to go off in X minutes, whether the precaution built in is a chok v'lo yavor, that I'm only doing it for what absolutely is necessary. There's some assignment I have to hand in online, so I'm doing that assignment and handing it in, and v'sulo midei, but there has to be some kind of built-in precaution, because otherwise The loss of time is shreklach. Even when a person needs downtime, even when a person needs to relax, and even if a person will be doing it with material which isn't inherently objectionable, which isn't inherently problematic, there are certainly many, many things which can be viewed or done online which are mind-numbing and stultifying. It's also, a person needs to relax. A person should not do it in a way that's, again, even on the level of training one's mind and one's instincts, a person shouldn't do it in a way that's antithetical. To do things that are just mind-numbing is also totally wrong for Ben Torah. And the final perspective I wanted to spend a few minutes discussing And again, it's one which has applications in talking about the internet, but it has much broader and far-reaching implications as well, is that too often and in too many contexts, we unwittingly, unconsciously allow the society around us to define the axioms of our life, to sort of define the givens and the parameters of what's possible and what's impossible. Too many of us take for granted that you can't have a household that doesn't have internet. And the whole discussion is, do you get a filter? Don't you get a filter? Which filter? And which is the most effective filter, and what are the relative advantages and disadvantages? But it's taken for granted that you need oxygen to breathe, and you need internet to live. So it's sort of axiomatic that we're going to have it. And then the question is, so what do you do with it, and how do you make sure that when you're raising your children that, again, that the various pitfalls that we've been discussing, how do you help them avoid it? And again, it's not only in this area that we, again, unknowingly, unconsciously just assimilate what the axioms of the society around us are. In terms of level of gashmius that's needed, in terms of the level of gashmius that is acceptable, there too, instead of thinking what the Torah's definition of the amount of gashmius that a person should have in his life, again, unknowingly, we sort of buy into the conceptions and the mindset of the society that surrounds us. Now, obviously, we're all aware that technological advances change the mitzvahs in which we live. And obviously, the mitzvahs in which we live, but that notwithstanding, it shouldn't be taken for granted. It shouldn't be taken for granted that in your homes, that you're going to have internet, and that the chinuch challenge is going to be, you know, I'm going to keep it in the living room to make sure that to have that precaution in place. No, it should be very much under Abba. So it should be, there are so many pitfalls associated with it, and of the worst kind, that nafsho shel adam chomdasan, and of the worst kind in terms of bittel zman, time is life. That's what a person's life is. A person's life consists of time. The pitfalls are so great, so why should we accept that axiom of the secular society that a home has to have internet? I don't know, a home shouldn't have internet. There's something which absolutely has to be done, so you go to the library. It's hard to imagine that most people in the workplace won't have access to it, and if there's something that needs to be done online, that they won't have access elsewhere. But we shouldn't just accept the axioms of the world around us. When we think in a different context about the Rambam's Midah Beinonis, so what's moderate? So we again, instead of sort of looking into Hilchos Deos to figure out what's moderate, so we look around the size of houses that we see around us, and unknowingly, unconsciously, that sort of defines the parameters of the discussion. And the same thing again. It can and does happen in many different areas. It certainly happens here. And the real attitude, again, the real corrective attitude is, It's not the filter that's the solution, and it's not the alarm clock that's the solution. There's no reason. It has to be in a Torah Dekah home, and that's with all the entanglement in terms of business and on every other level, that all the inroads that the internet has made, it's entirely viable, and therefore it's entirely correct that a Torah Dekah home, it shouldn't be. And the way to really be mechanech ourselves and then our children, we can't be mechanech our children until we mechanech ourselves, the way to really be mechanech them is to not have it. And again, la'eis mitzvah, when it's needed, everyone knows where to find it when it's really needed, and everyone can attend to it. But there should be an attempt to step back, and that we should set and establish what the axioms are for our homes and the way we live.